It's Friday, January 9th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. With Windhoek schools at full capacity for this year, late enrollments are no longer being accepted, forcing parents to seek other options for their children. News on One visited schools in Karutura, including A. Shipena Secondary School and A. I. Steenkamp Primary School, and the team managed to speak with Anna Arais, the principal of Emma Wuchenoot Primary School.
We just handle it by being honest with the parents. Currently, Emma Wuchenoot Primary School doesn't have any spaces available for any grade. So our enrollment, as I mentioned before, has been done last year for pre-primary only. The rest of the classes as of grade 1 to 7 are already full to the brim. They have from 47 and upwards. So we are seated with oversaturated classes.
Frida Vatilene Asino, the public relations officer for the Blood Transfusion Service, said blood stocks have fallen to critically low levels, currently sufficient for only 3 days of hospital needs. She stressed that a 12-day reserve is needed and cautioned that the shortage puts transfusion-dependent patients at serious risk, while also explaining the factors behind the drop in supplies.
The reason why the blood stock has come down to a critically low level is because of the festive season. Our donors were not available to donate blood as they had gone to spend much needed time with their family members for the holidays. During this time, the usage and the demand for blood and blood products in the hospitals went up. People still needed transfusions in the hospitals. Mothers were still giving birth. Premature babies were still being born. People with autoimmune diseases were still receiving life-saving blood products.
To South Africa now, where the Coga municipality in the Eastern Cape was forced to issue an urgent evacuation order for residents in Swartenbosch, Oyster Bay Road and the Kromer River areas yesterday afternoon. This follows raging and uncontrolled fires which were brought under control on Wednesday but reignited due to strong winds. Coga municipality Mayor Hatting Bornman says firefighters are focused on preventing the further spread of the fires.
We've got five fires in our area, one on the R330, one between Humansdorp and Jeffreys Bay, one in St. Francis, and then a smaller one in Humansdorp itself. We've been struggling to get helicopters available. So I'm very thankful for the one that we're getting from working on fire.
Bobi Wine, Uganda's main opposition presidential candidate next week, has vowed to review the country's agreements with international oil companies if he wins, revising any contracts that do not benefit Uganda, according to Reuters reports. Uganda plans to begin commercial crude oil production later this year, with fields operated by France's Total Energies, China's CNOOC, and the Ugandan National Oil Company. Total Energies and CNOOC currently operate under production sharing agreements with the government. Internationally, the United States is withdrawing from dozens of international organizations and bodies, many of which are associated with the United Nations. Our correspondent Mitch McCann reports that it's the latest sign of Washington stepping back from multilateralism.
The Trump administration says it's withdrawing from 66 organizations because they operate contrary to U.S. national interests, security, economic prosperity, and sovereignty. The decision follows the White House pulling out of other major global bodies, forums, and agreements, including the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Among the organizations it's decided to leave in this latest announcement are UN Energy, UN Oceans, and the UN Population Fund. The move is another blow to the United Nations and a further sign that Mr. Trump sees the global body as increasingly irrelevant. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.